Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jack Del Rio is all set to join us. The Raider head coach is brought to us by the Ford store of San Leandro. More is always better. For more amazing deals on 600 vehicles, you can shop online at sanleandroford.com or take 880 to Marina Boulevard for San Leandro Ford. More, better. Head coach Jack Del Rio here on 95.7 The Game. Appreciate your time this afternoon, coach. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Good afternoon.
Look, we've seen this this team. We've seen you put the ball in Derek's hands at the end of games, and he's made game-winning plays on game-winning drives. And maybe that goes into his psyche when he tries a little too hard to be the guy to make the play down the field. Do you feel that that played into any of the turnovers that dotted yesterday's performance?
Well, I think what went into it was him, and I think he'd tell you this, trying to do too much. And, you know, he is our leader. He is a heck of a player. I love him. I believe in him. And it just didn't go, you know, the way we all wanted it to go yesterday. But he's got a real bright future. We're going to learn from that experience and go forward full speed ahead.
I don't mean this as a criticism of Alex Smith, who's a fine quarterback with a long professional career and a resume to be proud of for sure. But, you know, I've always felt like he's made mistakes in the past that prevent him from some of the success he might have in the future, where Derek is a guy who's got success and that might force him to make a play that is going to be just, you know, it's going to blow up in his face once or twice. Is it that kind of a deal that you have to make if you want a big arm down the field quarterback? You know, scared money doesn't play well at the gambling table. Same thing about quarterback play, I feel. I'd rather have a quarterback who's a little bit more aggressive than a little too conservative. How about you?
Well, I really enjoyed the thread the needle shot to end the first half.
That was awesome.
I mean, so yeah. I mean, if you're playing scared, you don't throw that ball. So, you know, we want to learn and we want to, you know, be smart, but I don't ever want a guy back there that's playing scared or timid. So, and Derek's not that. And I think, like I said, I think he'll learn from this experience. Nobody took it harder than he did, but I want to assure, I tried to assure him yesterday, and we will, you know, when we talk again. But hey, we absolutely believe in you, and we'll learn from this and move on, and we'll do it together.
You know, forcing a play, eating a play, taking a sack, throwing a ball away—we file all of this under instincts. How do you, as a coaching staff, work with a player's instincts, which seem to be, you know, it's like, what's the old joke? Like, how can I affect your self-confidence? The key word is self. How can you affect a guy's instincts when really instincts are what you have in you without any outside influence?
Yeah, you create drills and you know, that's what the quarterback coach is for. That's what the offensive coordinator for, and they'll work on that, and I'll work on that. Todd Downey's done a great job, I think, with the quarterback group, and you know, that'll be something that I promise you that we'll be drilling.
The moment where it seemed to unravel yesterday was on the interception on the crossing pattern. Would you talk about where the interception occurred? Was the throw wrong? Was the top of the route wrong? What happened?
Actually, I'd probably find a different place where I thought it went bad. I thought when we were sitting with the ball on the 33-yard line, you know, driving with a 6-point lead and the ball, and you know, the idea is okay. Another tug would be great at minimum a field goal here, and take that clock down, you know, under 10 and up two scores. That's where we were heading, you know, prior to you know, the interception that went, you know, that went way back. So I believe that was the first of them. So, you know, the others, I mean, they all had their I mean, to me, they had the one common denominator, okay, and that was, you know, trying to do too much. And so, like I said, lessons to be learned. Obviously, a tough loss for us. We really wanted to be in second place in control of everything in front of us, and that's no longer the case. And you know, we didn't earn that yesterday.
Raider head coach Jack Del Rio here on the Damon Bruce Show. And Charles Woodson was taking this one to heart. He said it was one of the harder losses he's been a part of. And I think it's for all the reasons that you just described. You know, I always felt like playoff talk this year was a full year ahead of schedule, but it was officially in the math and in the numbers as it looks less and less like a possibility. Do you have any concerns about motivation?
I don't. I do believe that that we all took it hard as we should, because what we wanted to do was reward the Raider Nation, who, by the way, yesterday rocked our stadium. It was an unbelievable environment to be playing and coaching in, and really awesome. So we're very appreciative of our fans and the support we get. But we wanted nothing more than to deliver, and you know, it didn't happen. Okay, so one of the things that I've really, really, you know, grown to appreciate and respect about this football team is this is a resilient bunch. We've stayed tight. We will continue to play hard. We know that we have the abilities in this locker room to become a really good football team, and we're working hard at that every day.
Coach, defensively, do you need more speed or do you need better tackling? I always thought the one thing you really can't measure at the combine is the most important thing about a defensive player. It's not how fast he is, how strong he is, how quick he can jump. Can the guy tackle, yes or no? What do you need more of, speed or tackling?
We'll take both. We'll take speed and tackling. Yeah, no, I think, you know, and I think the defense has played better over the last several weeks. I think, you know, we kept ourselves in the game yesterday. I thought we did a good job forcing some three and outs. We get the two forced fumbles, and you know, we were winning that turnover battle till late in the fourth quarter. So that's what you're looking to do. And so, yeah, but I think where you are doing well, you see the speed does show up. It is so important, and you have to tackle if you're going to be any good on defense.
Coach, how's Nate Allen today?
He's sore. He's sore. We got a test on his knee. It came back negative. He's sore from the shot he took, so he'll be day to day. We'll just monitor that soreness, but we got a good checkup in terms of going in there and making sure there wasn't anything disrupted.
You know, I feel like some missed tackles are dot some of the losses of this season, and it's easy to see an interception. The guy sitting in the last row in the stadium can see that clearly as a something that didn't go your way. Outside of some missed tackles and the interceptions, was there anything that upset you in that game? Anything else? The blocking that you had up front, the blocking that you didn't have up front, the consistent pressure that you were getting on Alex in the first half sort of vanishing a little bit in the second half? Was that because of an adjustment that they made or a different defensive scheme that you put in?
No, not really. I thought the rush was pretty good all day. I thought, Khalil was really pretty strong.
Yeah.
I think three different times he was around the quarterback, got credit for two sacks. Heaney came once on a blitz, did a nice job. Mario Edwards continues to show up. So, no, I thought we, the opening drive for both teams, both offenses went right down, and then after that we kind of settled into a defensive slugfest. But, I thought the effort was pretty solid.
Jack Del Rio here on 95.7 The Game. The play on the goal line, the Chiefs ran to Macklin, where they had that bunch group, and Alex just zips the ball right down to the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
You know, I've seen that play, but I've never seen it run like on the 6-inch line of the goal line.
Right.
I thought it was a good play. How often do you see a play run or work against you where you just go like, ooh, that was kind of cool. I might file that away for myself one day.
Right. Yeah, no, that was well executed on their part. Every now and then that does happen. Every now and then we'll get somebody, and every now and then they'll get us. And that was one they got for sure yesterday.
It was a nice design. It really was. Do you poach? Do you poach a good design? Do you do a lot of play poaching when you see something that you like?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not ashamed to poach if it's a good idea. It's part of what game planning is in this league, and people will poach week to week, but I think you don't want to ever stray too far away from who you are, what you do, because you're going to have some fundamentals that you understand and believe in, and all that, and that helps you execute a lot faster and play a lot more efficiently. But little nuggets like that, yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's the old Milton Berle line: smart borrows, genius steals. something like
That's
that.
Right.
Jack Del Rio here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, how do you prepare for altitude? You know, you spend an awful lot of time in Denver, obviously. It is a different animal up there in terms of just breathing. Can I suggest you bring in some of the heavier fans from the black hole to just have guys, like, you know, sit on your team's chest after a series of wind sprints this week or something?
Yeah, right. It won't. I don't think that'll do the trick. Really, it's pretty simple. It's a matter of hydration. You know, we took teams from Jacksonville up into Denver and won several times. So we'll travel in Saturday evening and spend as little time there as possible, knowing that the longer you're there, there's kind of that time when, you know, the longer you're there until you actually have a time, which about 2 weeks is what it takes to actually, you know, acclimate yourself. So you can't do it in a short trip. So the later you go in, the better, and that's what we'll do. We'll go in late, we'll be hydrated, and be ready to roll.
There's a lot of still unknown with Brock Osweiler. He's played so little. Do you have an advantage that another coach might not have had you not spent the time around him when you were in Denver?
Well, I don't know. We didn't see that much of each other in practice. I know he's big. He's athletic. You know, he allows them to be under center more, and I think that's the biggest difference between you know, what he brings, and then obviously Peyton with all the experience and the wisdom. But you know, Brock is younger, more athletic, and a guy that'll be under center more often.
How different is their game plan besides him being under center? It seems like they're leaning on their running backs more with Brock too. You know, you prepared for Peyton once this year. How much differently will you prepare for Brock?
Very similar, just a little more of what Gary likes to do, you know, what he brought from Houston and then in Baltimore, you know, where the run action and the quarterback boots and things off that run action and how they complement each other.
Let's just wrap up with this. I like to end on a little bit of a positive note, and, you know, we've already had our Yams Richard time, so let's go back to Charles Woodson. Great players are just around the ball all the time. And this freaking guy is around the ball all the time. His scoop off the fumble was one thing. Just ripping the ball out of Kelsey's hands was another, though. I mean, that's just nasty, mean football right there. You've been around a lot of greats. We've basked in this guy in weeks past, but I just can't ask you enough about Charles Woodson.
Yeah, really, the lawnmower takeaway was the best. I mean, the other one, he went and scooped. He's always around the ball. He's just got a nose for the action. But the lawnmower, when he started the lawnmower and pulled that ball away and took off down the sideline, and you know, just another great moment. And really, I'm a little disappointed we didn't help him score, because, you know, the great ones are looking to score, and he was looking to score there, and we just didn't do enough blocking in front of him.
By the way, the NFL calls these plays these days. Any play goes for more than 20 yards is a flag somewhere, so maybe it's a blessing. I don't know. But obviously, yes, you'd like the full convoy for six. Coach, thanks very much. Good to talk to you again. Hopefully we got a win in Denver to talk about and a strong close to this season. But, look, I always felt this was going to be a year that was earmarked with moments of real growth and moments of growing pain. And I think that's what that Chiefs. We got to file this Chiefs games under growing pain and better days coming in the future.
Well, sounds good to me. I appreciate it. Good talking to you, David.
Thank you very much. Jack Del Rio here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.